her last name was Josephine James. Her last name was James. And I remember saying she was a Unitarian. And I never, well, I went to any old Sunday school that was nearby. And I went somewhere with her and I said, oh, the devil. And somebody said, oh, Betty, you said devil. And I remember Josephine saying, it's all right, there isn't any devil. Well, Unitarians don't believe in things like that.
Did your family go to church?
No.
Of course not. Well, of course not. Most people did.
Well, I can't help that. We did.
So it's not surprising. It's not surprising.
No.
It's not
never.
Surprising that they didn't.
I did go to Sunday school, and I was in a Christmas play once, and my father came to see me, and another time I was an angel in a pageant. Not a pageant. What is it when you stay perfectly still?
Tableau.
Except that when people walked by, I winked at them. No, they just didn't have any religion at all. It just didn't matter. Completely unimportant. But Mother thought that I would meet a nicer class of people in a nice church, Sunday school. So I went to the Presbyterian church somewhere in the neighborhood. I remember I used to walk there and I had a dime to put in the collection box. And sometimes I wouldn't put it in the collection box. I would buy lady curls at the bakery on the way home.
So you were going to the Sunday school by yourself?
Yeah.
Given that your brother was considerably older than you, you and he...
He was almost out of the house by that time.
So you were kind of an only child.
Almost, except I had three parents. He was very concerned about me.
But you didn't have an in-house playmate the way a kid with a...
No.
Baby with a brother.
Well, a lot of people with in-house playmates have an in-house enemy. I never saw anything as inimical as the twins were when they were growing up.
Well, Felicity and Buddy didn't often.
No, kids were not awfully crazy about each other most of the time.
But you didn't feel lonely?
Yes. I remember saying to my mother when she was ironing and I was about 4 or 5, I want somebody to play with. She says, you can play, I'll play with you. And I said, but you're not my size.
Do you remember feeling that often?
Well, I don't know. You think it bothers you at the time, but kids get over things. I had friends. The thing that bothered me in adolescence was that I wasn't popular with boys. But now, as I look back, I'm glad that I went to a woman's college and enjoyed it as much as I did, and waited to get married when much later in life. When I hear all the people telling me about what a drag it is, I keep thinking, gee, wasn't I lucky not to have gone through that? I had a very good friend who was in high school who got married day after graduation and immediately had 4 kids. She's the only millionaire I know, as a matter of fact. Her son borrowed $10,000 from her, and when he paid her back, her and her husband's share was $2.5 million. Yep.
All right, so you moved from Pittsburgh to
Tampa.
Why?
And I hated it.
Why Tampa?
Well, because my father didn't want to be, with the crash, in Pittsburgh things were going bad. The coal company was failing, and they thought that Florida was going to be a big boom era, and it was for a while. So we went down there, and we moved into, a ghastly rooming house, I remember. And then my parents built what they called a bungalette, 2 garages at the bottom, and above is... It was a one-bedroom apartment. We were miserable there. And then we moved to the other side of town. By that time, I was in high school and college.
You about 10 when they moved to Tampa, 1923.
Yeah. And I not only went to one school, but something happened at that school, and they had to transfer me to B.C. Graham. I don't remember what the first school was, but I know that the principal said one of the girls ought to have a hole poured in her head and water poured into it. And I never could stand that principal after that, and I was glad we went to B.C. Graham.